Okay, Mor Rabbeisai, we have the beautiful ability this evening as we start the 3 weeks mamish, although we'll discuss it lahalacha if that's really true, although obviously if you've been in the dining room, you know that they are makel. But let's assume for a moment, we'll see how it holds. Also, I would like to announce the renaming of the shiur from Common Camp Conundrums to, I have to thank a little bit Siegel for this, you Hak in Halacha with Hartstein. Hak in Halacha, the Triple H year, Preparation H. They will be, Imirtz Hashem, in the next few months, will be coming out on the Nachum Siegel Network. We're just in the middle of negotiating exactly. I don't want to release all the information. This evening I wanted to discuss, as we start the 3 weeks, so I want to first discuss, is that true? Did the 3 weeks start? Actually, what's Usher? So for those of you that were with us, it should be a bike in here, okay. For those of you that weren't here last year, we had one shiur where we discussed on Common Camp Conundrums, music, and what the damn. Unfortunately, I actually forgot, surprisingly, what the camp policy is. I could only assume that music is fully allowed, right? In the dining room? Acapella, okay. So we'll touch on that. It'll be all the way at the end of this year. So if you heard about that from last year, that's not what we're discussed. These are new things which are very important, obviously important for camp in general, and also we'll see some different chedushim and some different inyana. So first of all, did the 3 weeks start, right? Because we all know that the fast doesn't start, depends, what poskim you're going to follow. You know, is it 2:30 in the morning camp time? I heard the teens are davening b'di'evid tomorrow morning, lifnei neitz, minhag some shuls and shavuos. But in any case, the first question becomes, when does the 3 weeks start? So one would argue and say, tomorrow morning the fast starts. That's when the 3 weeks starts. That's it. That's the morning part. So not everybody agrees with that. And in fact, many do not agree. However, that's what we'll discuss. That's what I try to say. You maybe want to move back a little bit. Maybe you could hear me. So that is exactly the question. I think that one of the original sources for this question is the Chida. The Chida writes in Shel Suchuvus Chaim Shoel in Simon Chaf Aleph in his first Chelek. He says like this: there is no Shechianu said from the night tonight of the 17th. Everybody jumps on this and says, what does that mean? That must mean that he holds that anything you hold is usher during the 3 weeks. Again, we're going to discuss in detail what that is. Starts, Kafa Chaim says that this is okay, and this is correct. Comes along the Tzitz Eliezer. Somebody said to me in the morning, she said, oh, but it's the Chida. We don't hold like the Chida because we're not Sfardi. Okay, calm down. Tzitz Eliezer says in Chelek Yud, Simon Chav Vav, based on this Chida, guess what? Tonight, the 3 weeks started. Halacha lemaisa, real shaila that comes up every so often, is can you get married tonight? Because all of a sudden, right, what happens? The way that it works in the world of catering is the following. For the last 2-3 weeks, it's been prime season. June is the prime season, a little bit of July, for weddings. Right, all of a sudden you're paying double, triple the amount, right? And what is absolutely almost free, these 3 weeks, nobody gets married this time. So they're dying to have a chasana, something to do. So somebody came up with a chiddush, let's get married tonight. So let's say there's a tzorach, there's a poor family or something like that. Or in the case of Rav Moshe Feinstein, a family forgot, right? Because, they thought, it, what do you mean they forgot? They knew that tomorrow was the fast day, they didn't think tonight it started. They sent out all the invitations. The rabbi gets the invitations. What are you doing? So they ask for Moshe finds this. So first, it says, the other says, no, you can't get married tonight because based on the fact that the Chida says you can't say Shachiyano tonight, it means that the 3 weeks started already tonight. This seems to be the normative shita. This is what Rav Salvechik says, the Eshel Avram says, the Netta Gavriel, Halicha Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman. And in fact, this is the one place I can tell you that I know of that the Rav Salvechik agrees with the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe was very upset, if you will. I don't know if the word's upset, but that a tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein in three places that I know of, in Chelek Al Simon Kuf Samach Ches, in Chelek Gimel, and in Chelek Dalin, all there says that B'Shas Al Chak, you're allowed to do it. He gave the example of Motzei Shabbos, I assume maybe because it's very cheap then, and the family wanted to get married, they sent the invitations out. He said, B'Shas Al Chak, Godel, it's okay. He said the same thing by Sarah Tevis. I'll go, that's not an Avelus in the sense of what he says, it's better not to get married. It's a fast day, really. You shouldn't get married. What's the whole chiddush over here? So this is very interesting. Rav Soloveitchik writes this. Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful piece that was written in his name by Rav Konigsberg, the Rosh Hashiva in YU. Before he was Rosh Hashiva, he wrote a sefer on the laws of Avelos based on the Rav and on Tisha B'Av. And there he has this beautiful chiluk, the beautiful idea. What does he say? I really, really, really thought it was very, very nice. And there he says like this. He says that when it comes to the fast day, you're right. Guess what? Tonight the fast should start, right? Fast should really start tonight. That's what a fast day is in Judaism. What's a fast day in Judaism? A fast day in Judaism is starts right night. We go by night, night, right? Nobody says Shabbos, half Shabbos. Start from the morning. It's too hard for you at night. Nobody said, okay, not yet. It hasn't come to Guilford, New York yet. Okay, but nobody says that. So why would a fast day be different? All of a sudden we're going with the American when it becomes sunny outside? Like, I don't understand. So there the halacha tells us that the Gemara already says, and the Ramah talks about this, only b'shas hashmad do we have to do the minor fast days in its original form, like Yom Kippur and like Tisha B'Av. So we are commemorating the fast days. Again, we're talking now about everything but Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, based on a minug, similar to the minug of Davening Ma'ariv, similar to the minug, you know, many minug. You have to do it. There's no way getting around this. Okay? And therefore, the halacha is clear that Rav Soloveitchik says, really the fast day, we're being makel, we're allowing you. This would answer a question. Some said that during the Holocaust, they should hold the whole fast days, the real fast days. That might even include the Inuyin during that time as well. So I don't know exactly, you know, what happened, but there were certain rabbanim who thought that was the appropriate approach then. So Soloveitchik says, so of course the fast really starts now, but we can't do it. And he says, you're going to tie a good time, he says. Nu. He says, if it really starts, they'll say Aneinu. So he quotes one of the Rishonim who actually says, you should say Aneinu and Ma'ariv tonight. Strange, which by the way, will be davening here for sure. There's no way I'll finish in time. So don't worry, we'll still end quicker. So he says, so Rav Soloveitchik says, I'll tell you by this. He says, the reason why we don't say Aneinu is the same reason why we don't say Aneinu at Shacharis. Why don't we say Aneinu at Shacharis? Anybody ever realize that? We should say Aneinu by Shacharis. Why don't we say Aneinu by Shacharis? The Chazon does. Why don't we? He says, a little bit of a chutzpah. How long have you been fasting for?
12 hours.
Right? Right, 12 hours. But how long have you been really fasting? A couple hours. An hour, 2 hours, right? Especially if you're going to the late minyan tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, which is really 10 o'clock, which is really Chabad of Guilford, right? So you're diving Chabad of Guilford tomorrow, right? And you're diving... So, okay, there, 3 hours you've been fasting. He's not chutzpah. What are you? I need to be on some time. Oh, I really feel it. Come on, stop it. Although, if you're somebody like me, so I ate tonight. There was no shot. Even Rav Golich would say I would have to wash on the sweet rolls the amount that I had. So, right? So I had so many of the sweet rolls that gone to the bottom. Why? Because I really think in the morning when I wake up, I go, wow, see, I ate last night so much. I'm so not hungry. I always wake up every fast. Oh, I'm dying. Oh, I just need a drink. And I wanted to have more drink. Okay, the whole thing's a joke. Anyway, right? No, because really, if you don't have a lot, that's probably the best fast you can do. If you ate a normal dinner, it's the best thing you could do to your body. But we don't believe that. So as far as when does it start, except for Rav Moshe, everybody seems the same. Rav Moshe agrees with this as well, Bishita. And in fact, the Rebbe of Ephraim, or Ephraim Grunblatt, one of the great Gedolim, defends his Rebbe Rav Moshe. It's with Shalom B'Tzarim and Halacha also, and say, no, Rav Moshe said, if you're ready, B'Shas Chai, so he told the family, do me a favor though, at least start the chuppah before Shkia. You're going to do the dancing, all that stuff, but the chuppah at least should be before Shkia, right? I guess it shouldn't say on the ksuva. It shouldn't say on the ksuva, you know, Yud Zayin. Okay, the time is fine. Next question.
Shechiyah. This everybody knows Shechiyah, a raid about Shechiyah, Shechiyah, Shechiyah.
I have a question for you. Does anybody here ever say Shechiyah? Not on Yom Tov, don't raise your hand, but you say Shechiyah stam on something? Clothing, fruits?
You see.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was going to ask you where you live, but I don't want to embarrass you. I'm saying San Diego. They live in San Diego, so they probably don't have suit stores there. You can get a suit somewhere. No, I'm kidding. So that's the question. Does anybody here, anybody ever get a suit? Nobody ever got a suit?
Yeah, I've gotten a suit.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Siegel. Thank you for playing along. So you get a suit. So sure. So send one to Taina, like you might Taina, and say, I don't make a bracha on a new suit, number one, because my parents bought me the suit. So I get hana on the fact that I don't even pay a penny for it. Okay, that could be a chiluk, number one. Number two is going to be your chiluk. Where do you buy your suits? Emporio. Sioux Central, what?
Sioux Central.
Oh, so he says Sioux Central. So good, this is perfect. So you go to Sioux Central. Thank you for setting me up. So you go to Sioux Central, and you start walking in. You're going to now have to go. It's, even though it's on Central Avenue. It's still on Central Avenue?
Yeah.
You still have to walk like down the steps. Like, it's not Mamish Central Avenue. So you're embarrassed a little bit. So you're going to make a Shachiano suit like that when you're going to be going to Emporium and be like, whoa, look who's buying a suit from Emporium on Central Avenue. Oh, Choshev Azach. Even though the same suit made in Korea. Okay, you should go. Hartstein walks into Suit Central, and he's dancing for joy. Suit Central, maybe my mother will buy me two suits for one. I'm so excited to live for Eretz Yisrael. I'm so happy to get a suit from Suit Central. I make a Shachiano. You don't, because you don't have any simcha on that suit. You're embarrassed by that suit. I'm so excited that I don't have to go into Bagar, which is a suit store in Ramat Beit Shemesh, which sells suits from the Palestinian Authority. You know, like, I'm happy. So I question this whole Shachiano raid. I question this whole Shachiano raid because I don't even know if it's a Shaila. I don't know who's making Shachianos anymore. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, maybe. I had a very... This is going to sound funny because it's not really true. I mean, no, because you hear what I'm going to say now. It's disgusting, but I was just going to say it just for the joke. I had a machleikus with Rav Sovolovsky. Right? Two poiskim. We had a machleikus. No, I'm kidding. So I was talking to Rav Sovolovsky about this, that when I moved to Eretz Yisrael... So Rabbi Soloski always said that he doesn't even know a person says Shachiano anymore. Why? Because you walk into any Korean fruit market, right? And you say, excuse me, you know, off season. Do you have any Chinese apples? Oh, there it is. I guess it's called apples. Do you have any apple? Good. Do you have any apple? We have apple. What you want? We have, you know, they have everything there. You want grapefruits. You want melons. You want kumquat. They got everything. That's what their zach is. They get it from everywhere. God knows where they're getting it from. They have everything. So the question is going to be... Eretz Yisrael, right? You go to Eretz Yisrael right after the summertime, end of September. You want grapes? You ain't going to find no Korean who's selling you grapes. There's no grapes. Cherries. Strawberries, done. There's no strawberries now. This is what we call it onah. There's seasons in Israel. There's no such... We don't even have blueberries. The first day, my wife sat down for breakfast. Oh my God, blueberries! Right? The waiter probably thought she was crazy. Sorry. The waiter was like, we never saw blueberries before. No, we haven't seen blueberries since a year ago, since we came here. They don't have blueberries in Eretz Yisrael. So there's a tremendous simcha, right? My kids, when cherries come out, oh, Abba, cherries, you love cherries. I say Shachiano. So Soloski, it's not a machalikis, because he said, yeah, it could be a metzias. Could be that where you live, there's an actual simcha there. Besides the fact that I think there's a simcha, it's the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, I make a Shachiano during a new season. That's what I think is the appropriate thing to do. But in general, right, when's the only time ever we make a Shechian on a fruit? Rosh Hashanah. Oh, Rosh Hashanah, everybody's machmir l'halacha. Although I was at a house once, and they went ahead, and the father said Shechian on Kiddush, and then they washed, and then they had the new fruit, and said Shechian again. I said, what's the... Oh, forget it. It's whatever. Anyway, so, yeah, okay. So, you don't make two Shechianos. Talking about Rabbi Soloski, I went to this terrible thing. It was the official shofar blower in Congregation Ohr HaTorah for many years. And so one year I wanted to show how firm I was to Rabbi Soloski. So I took out my shofar, my nice, beautiful white shofar. And Rabbi Soloski notices this like juice coming, purple juice coming from the shofar. And he's probably in his mind, he's like, I knew it. It's not a real shofar. I knew it was a tape recorder. You know, what's going on? So he said, my high, what's going on? So I took out from the... same bag it was in, which was, I guess, a mistake, a beautiful new fruit, like a, plum. Or like, when you go to this place, you're like, no, it's not plum, it's Spanish plum, because they know the time of season, and they want to, like, try to, and it's $8.99 a pound. Okay, like, whatever. So, and we buy it. So Rabbi Soloski is like, oh, come on, second day, that's crazy. And a lot of people posting do say, hey, Yom HaRichta, okay, but no, you don't need to have the new fruit in it. So I wonder if this whole thing, it's true, the halach is, says in the Shulchan Aruch, in our Simon, in Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, Simon Yud Zayin, Sif Yud Zayin, same halacha is written in Hilchos Pesach, in Tav Sama Gimel, Tov Li Zarim Ilomar Shechiyanu Bein HaMetzarim. This is the Shulchan Aruch. Al Pri, or Al Mavush. Obviously, things that come to you, like Pidyon HaBen, and Eretz Yisrael, we say on Bris Milah, that, of course, you would say the Bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says something very important and interesting. He says, you should be careful. What's the reason why we don't say it? Why don't we say Shachiano? I'm about to get to it. Anybody know? Why? Who cares? What does the bracha say? Shechianu. Why don't we say it during the 3 weeks? Shechianu v'kiyimanu? Lazman hazeh? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kevon shehazmanu, zman pronios. Ein kedai lomar shechianu lazman hazeh. V'agor b'yirol chilek v'omar chamer yiseiru. What are you talking about? Oh, come on. Zman is not talking about the 3 weeks. Zman is saying, for me, I'm happy that I have a new fruit. V'chein says Rav, the Chavetz Chaim, the Mishnah Berurah, harbe achornim maskimim lahakel b'Shabbos. The Avnei Nezer says that you have to be making on Shabbos. Why? Because you're still in your Oneg Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos, I want to try this great fruit platter that I got. And now you're telling me I can't have the fruit? I'm going to be sad now on Shabbos. That's what you want? Based on a little minog? No. And in fact, the Magen Avraham also says that according to the Arizal, he says, Gam b'Shabbos you're not allowed to. Why? He says the Arizal. It's not a time that we make Shachianos. A person could ask a good question. We have another bracha.
Hold on, 3 weeks.
Rosh Hashanah
can never be done in 3 weeks.
So says the following thing. What about Atova Ametiv? You know this bracha? When is Atova? Was it Tzchilik between the two? Tova Ametiv is said when? Tova Ametiv is said when a person has something that's more communal. I buy a car, right? If I buy a car, right? Rav Moshe has this tshuva. Rav Moshe writes, it takes you about 5 minutes to realize what he's talking about, because he doesn't write car, he writes automobile. You know, you ever see how he writes? He phonetically spells it out. Yeah. Automobile. Aleph, tough, tough, tough. Aleph, right. Automobile. And he says that that's a family car. Family car is a tovim mate. So something that's communal is a family bracha. Okay? Again, I question the idea behind clothes. The Bach says that maybe this is why we don't buy clothes. I'm sure you heard this chumra. We don't buy clothes during the 3 weeks. Why, says the Bach? Because it's going to lead a person to wear the clothes. So what's the easiest answer over here? So just don't wear the clothes. Right? Right? Just don't buy clothes. So some people would say you can buy clothes and you don't make shechianah on it anyway. So now, what are the clothes? So you can't, if you're machmir on the suit, so you can't wear a suit. You can't buy a suit, I mean. But maybe it's mutter to buy stam clothing. Right? I'm not talking about the 9 days now, but the 3 weeks, maybe it will be mutter. Again, people say, okay, now makom hefseid, right? So I always say, what's a makom hefseid? Say a makom hefseid. You know, I'm going back to Thursday. I'm going back to whatever, the five towns, and my parents are going to take me shopping. Ain't hefseid gadol mazuh. Guess what the price is? Zero. Nothing costs anything. Right? Or I can wait until after the 3 weeks and buy it myself. Hello? So some people say hefseid, even by chol moed. Some people say that would be a good enough hefseid. There's a Shel's Jewish Sefer called the Ber Mayim Chaim. The Ber Mayim Chaim writes Sefer Halacha, and he writes that he says, I don't understand. If you want to eat the fruit. Just don't make the Shechianu. You don't have to make a Shechianu. It's not like the brach on a food. If I want to eat a food, I need a matir. I need something called a matir, which is what? Saying, I got to say, Bari Priyat, Bari Priyat Dhamma, Bari Priyat, whatever it is. But here's not a matir, it's a rishus. I don't have to make a shechianu when I want to. Don't make the shechianu. Everybody jumps on him and says, that's crazy. The Maimon Mordechai, which the Mishnah Berurah files, says, no. Either say shechianu or you don't. That's it. One important point I just wanted to make, which just applies to another time of the year. Almost everybody likes to draw conclusions. In fact, the Piskei Tshuva is that wonderful sefer of Halacha. A lot of the stuff that he has on the 3 weeks, he says, you know what, just look what I wrote in Hilchos Sfiras Omer. So I taina very strongly that there's a huge difference between Sfiras HaOmer and the 3 weeks, even though the halacha seem to be the same. Why? And that's based on what Rav Avadya Yosef writes. Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph, Simen Chav Dalet, where he exactly asks this question about Shechianah. Listen to what he writes. He says, first of all, wait. Ulam la'achar hitbonenut nira sheyesh chilek gadol ben yimei ben ha-mitzarim l'Sfiras HaOmer. Ki yimei Hamitzarim she'iru bahem chorban beis hamikdash the sharp pronius hamavuos as the Mishnah and Tanis tells us on Chafav. Heim yimei ason, this is a bad time of the year, right? We know already starting Rosh Chodesh. We try not to go to courts. We had this last year. One of my talmidim here in the BNB program, he got a huge ticket. You know, it was crazy. Like the anti-Semite was waiting for him. It wasn't anti-Semite; it was just a Tama police officer who, you know,
it was going 90.
Right? It was going 90. Yeah, in the 40 zone. You know, and had a big sign: "Jew, don't speed." And he speeded anyway. Okay, what are you gonna do? So he said to me, "Oh no, my court case is during the 9 days." So I said, "I think you should defer it." Deferred. What's it? Anyway, it wasn't going to court anyway. Some fancy schmancy lawyer from the five towns fighting for him. So I always think it's funny, you know, like this guy, he paid this guy so much money. And at the end, he's like, oh man, this guy's the best lawyer ever. says, what happened? He said, so he went to court for me, and they said, you know, we'll take all the points off. You just have to pay triple the amount that, you know, for the thing. I'm like, oh, wow, he's a great lawyer. He's made like $1,000 and said, okay, what do they care? They don't care about points. So when it comes to, so that's what he writes. Rav Avad Yosef says, Shir b'chorm beis hamikdash. How can you say Lazman is that? Zman pronios is that. Aval Yemei Asfira is not Yemei pronios. Chas v'shov adarabba. Kosova Ramban, the Ramban writes in Parshas Emor, Shekadush Yemei Asfira Kimei Chol HaMoed. He says, and therefore during Sfira things you should make Shachana, no problem. It's a good Zman. This is not a good Zman. And that would be the difference. Another big hack that comes up is, of course, shaving. So, right? L'kuli Yama L'pligi, we said, starting this year, everybody agrees 3 weeks started early. So if you forgot to shave and you forgot to take a haircut, sorry, you had a problem. Where does this come from? So the Ramah clearly says in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Dalet, Aval Tisporet Nehogim V'Hachmer M'Yudzayin B'Tamos. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik always used to point out, my Rebbe said, always said, that when it comes to these days, there are two things that are written in Halacha. You can't get married and you can't get haircuts. Okay, we'll see in a minute what he meant by that. So one could say, well, what haircuts are not shaving. The Gemara does use the lashon of giluach as opposed to tisporet, and we know that there is a difference sometimes. So the first major tshuva on this, Rosh Almazaman has this, but also the Igros Moshe writes in a few places. In Chelek Dali, says, any heter for this? And he writes, Shame lo yistaper. If a person doesn't et hazakan, if he doesn't shave, b'mei asviru, b'yamun shabin yuzayin letishabav, yi yelo hefsein mamon as muterlo. He says, this is a minhag ba'alma. So if a person is going to lose business over it, which a lot of people seem to think, and a lot of people shave for business, he said it's totally muter for a person to do that, because it's a hefsein. Comes along Rav Soloveitchik, and he says, wait. Right? And this is where Rav Ayer felt the same way. The briskers, this is a good lumdish Torah, the famous Torah of the briskers on this, and that is like this. You can't invent a new category of halacha called avelos of the 3 weeks. You can't do that. You need to have what he calls a paradigm. You need to have a category where you can fit these halachas in the norm of halacha. You can't make stuff up. So says Rav Soloveitchik, you can do that. And you know what it's called? It's called avelos of Rahman al-Islam of a parent. We have the year of Avelis, we have the 30 days of Avelis, and we have Shiva. And the famous chilek that everybody talks about, Salvation's famous piece of Torah, is we're going backwards. Rachman al-Islan, lo aleinu, but when a parent passes away, you're automatically in the state of Aninus, then you're in the state of Shiva, then 30, then a year, and then a year inside every year. You work out of here, this is the opposite. Why? Because it's what we call famous line of the Rav, Avelis Yishena. It's an old Avelis. It's hard to get into. The whole point, by the way, of the Avelis that we're starting and will be more intense in the 9 days and certainly more intense on Tisha B'Av itself is what? To get us, quote unquote, but in the mood, ready for it. I find it very, very funny sometimes where a person is worse off by having all these halachas because he's a meaner person. He doesn't listen to music, let's say. And he's in a bad mood all the time. And he snaps at people. And it's like, so maybe that's not good for him. Because this guy's not, you know, he's really rebuilding the base on English by screaming at everybody all the time. So Soloveitchik writes here, it's in Nefesh HaRab and other places as well. He writes, Sheminach HaAvelos MiYudzayin B'Tamuz Ve'Eilech Hai B'Chinat Avelos Yudbeis Chodesh. Shvo Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av Havei Shloshim. And Tisha B'Av is like Shiva. And therefore what? Just like an Avel is allowed to shave during the year of Avelos, you're allowed to shave during the 3 weeks. You're going to say to me, what about taking a haircut? The only reason why you're allowed to get a haircut on Sfiras Omer, I'm sorry, on Avelos, is why? Because the halacha that we've learned, which is called Adshe Yigbol Chaveiro. You're not going to look like a manuval. So after a month, that's when we generally think your hair is growing out. You don't look appropriate. So either the Chevra Kedisha physically does this, or it's just a known thing, where they say, it's time for you to shave. And that's why I believe the halacha is, it goes by 30 days no matter what. Even if your shloshim is canceled out, because of some event, like a yontif, you still have to wait 30 days to shave. Some hold this 3 months. It's a chumrah. We hold that way. So actually, Yigbol Chaveiro does not apply to haircuts. Because haircuts, you should have got a haircut already. And now you have to wait another 3 weeks. There's no. But shaving, after a few days, I'm going to say to you, what are you doing? You look up. So that's the famous chilek of the Rav that he makes. And Rav Shechter writes, Rav Moshe, his tshuva is, I don't understand why Rav Moshe called it, it's like the Avelis of Shiva. Well, you're not allowed to, we're allowed to shave. He said he didn't understand that. According to the Rav, it also doesn't make any sense. But then comes along another heter. And this is not a heter. This is what we call a chumra that leads to a kula. You want to be machmir on yourself, and you want to say the Shulchan Aruch's lashon of lihistaper is mamish to shave. That's very nice, except one day of the week you have a problem, and that's Shabbos. We are super machmir when it comes to halachas of Shabbos. What do I mean? We have a whole concept of covered Shabbos. Covered Shabbos. I'll give you a raya. The Tosfos in Tanis on Daf Lamed. The Tosfos writes, and this is a beautiful article that Rav Aaron Lichtenstein wrote, but really it's the Rav's Torah. It's Rav Aaron Salvechik's Torah. Aval, hachi dechal Tisha B'av behei, when Tisha B'av falls on a Thursday to Shabbos, mutter lekaves ulistaper michatzot ve'elach, mipnei kavod Shabbos. You hear this, a chiddush nifla, nobody does this, but you could, according to Tosfos. On Thursday, that was Tisha B'av, right? You could tell this to the camp, they could do this. Send out the laundry. Why? Here the chiluk. What happened? I forgot what they do laundry here during the 9 days, right?
Yeah.
Do special things. So let's say they didn't do laundry now 9 days, and it happens to be Thursday. The kid's like, we don't have any stuff for shop. So they go to the place. They go, hey, listen, can you do us a favor? Can you start the laundry for the entire camp at 1:01 on Friday and bring it back by 7? No. Nah. So what do they do? They according to this, look, covered Shabbos again. If it's for Shabbos, you can take all the clothes you want, and you could do it on. You could do it yourself, even. So many aren't noeg like this mamish, but it's interesting if you look at the lashon of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham even writes this.
That would mean that it's only laundry that you do for Shabbos.
Yeah, Mistama, 100%. Sorry, 100%. There's no inyan of reboshurim. People think like when the camp makes an announcement, I assume they're going to say, you know, socks and underwear. This is what it's for during the 9 days. Socks and underwear. And you say, well, I'm already putting in socks and underwear, so why can't I put in other clothes, like ribushim, like we say on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, we say, you're allowed to, if I want to make chocolate chip cookies for Yom Tov, I can make 50 cookies. Because that's what it makes, 50 cookies. Why? I'm only going to eat 3. Yeah, it's okay, because ho'il shem yavorechem also, but you can't do that over here. A person is allowed to be machmir, or, you know, makil, if you will, and say, well, I'm going to do 3 undershirts, even though on Shabbos I normally have 1 or 2. Okay, that's it. But he says nothing else. But listen to this Magen Avraham. V'cheina b'hagah b'tisporet asur mipnei kavod Shabbos v'nal hatam b'la de'ein ragil l'istaper b'chol shavua. He says something fascinating. He says that you know why on the 3 weeks you're not allowed to get a haircut? It's because we're not ragil b'zeh. Everybody goes at least a month without getting a haircut, or certainly 3 weeks. And that's why really, you know what should be asur during the 3 weeks? He writes, really, we shouldn't be able to wash our clothes. Laundry should be aser. It's impossible. So he says that that's why what? That's why in this case, he thinks that if a person shaves, there's such a, you know, everyone couldn't imagine this. If somebody shaves every day, maybe it's mutter to shave. Certainly the Chavot Shabbos. So says the Bir Halacha on the Siman as well. Bechidush Rabbi Kiva Eger sheovir gam b'shem atoisvas to kaviso v'tisparit would be shoven lahakel again on Tisha B'Av. So one could make a kal v'chomer, and this is what Rav Aaron Lichtenstein wrote. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein says, I don't understand this whole thing. You're being super machmir on yourself, and you want to show you're going to notch it. What about Shabbos? What about Shabbos? What happened to Shabbos? So a lot of people who are gush, they follow the gush shita, and they shave the chavuk Shabbos. I think that that's totally wonderful and fine. My Rebbe said the same thing. I'll just tell you my honest opinion. I happen not to shave the entire 3 weeks. I think that we're an olam. You guys are included in this. We're an olam of a tzibur that people actually look up to. You have a learning program. You should be the people that people start to ask and say, how come you're not shaving? Little kids will ask you because they don't know, maybe. They never saw it before, maybe. Their father's working. They have a heter. Let them, and so you know, the 3 weeks is a time. Oh, you started a conversation with them now. You're not just their waiter. I think that that's important. I think B'nai Yeshiva always should not. This is Rav Goldbach, I remember telling us years and years ago in Shir. He says, you guys should do this. It's a famous story, a funny story about a Talmud in Merkaz Harav. He has a date. He wants to go out with a Spitz girl, Le'ilu Le'ilu, great Midos. And he wants to go out with this girl, and it's not working out. Finally, she says yes. He's so excited. Knew the date's pumped in the middle of Sefiras Yomim. He goes to his Rosh Yeshiva, the great Rav Shapiro. the chief rabbi of Israel, and he says, Rav Shapiro, what do I do? I need a heter to shave. Look at how I look terrible. She's not going to be interested in me. He says, good. You have a heter. You can go. He shaves. He goes to the date. They have a great time. Oh. Shachan calls him and says, sorry, she's not interested in date number two. He says, that's crazy. I never had such a good date. It was great. It was wonderful. She goes, yeah, but she doesn't think you're firm enough for her. You shaved during Sfira. How can you do that? So, ba-dum-bum. So that is, a person has to be careful. I had my own case when I was working. So I used to shave when I was in America. My first year when I was living in Eretz Yisrael. So I worked for this company. And it was a pretty, it was in Yerushalayim, but not a religious company. So I didn't know what to do. So what am I shaving for? These Israelis, especially the way they used to dress in the office. Everybody cares about appearances. I don't know. So the first day after already, I didn't shave Chol HaMoed. I had a week or so beard. And I remember I was about to go to work. And my father said to me, he says, did you forget to shave? You know, for work, you're allowed to. I know. Let's see what happens. So I went into work that day. And it happened to be the day that they had used to have free breakfast once a week. I guess it was Sunday. And we went into... And Mama Shasio was right there, and I'm waiting for it, because he was not, let's say, the most loving of religion. And he was like, oh, you dulcim, look what you look like. And he looked at me and goes, Daniel, yafemod, they'll have it there. I like this. I say, you see? He thought it was there. He said, go, you should grow up here, you look older. Okay, so you never know. So I don't know how machmir a person has to be for this. I think a person should be careful. Finally, with the last few minutes, so we'll just review something that we did last year, probably the biggest shiloh in camp. And that is there any heter for a cappella music? Is there any heter for all this stuff that goes on? So Baruch Hashem, a Zimriya, they wouldn't have that. What about music? So where does this all come from? So we know that it's true that we say you're not allowed to get married. That's what the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Tavkuf Nun Aleph. That we don't get married, says the Rama, from already tonight. Says the Magen Avraham, oh yeah, you know what? The Mikol Makom, nearly the Asur Lasa Suda Afila below Rikudim Machalot. Oh, so everybody jumps on this Magen Avraham. Ooh, that's the problem. Dancing. So that's why music is Asur. That's the basic source for why you're not allowed to listen to music during Sviras Omer or during the 3 weeks. Because of this famous Magen Avraham. What is this Magen Avraham saying? So, first of all, I want to just mention, the Kav HaChaim says this by shaving. He says, ultimately we should follow Minag HaMakom. So what's the Minag of your Makom? So if I live in Eretz Yisrael, this is why I started not shaving during the 3 weeks in Sfira. Everybody in Ramat Beit Shemesh, you got to be a shkatz. In fact, there's a shul that has a sign. It's a pretty Charedi type of shul, but not Charedi Mecharedi. And there's a sign that says, everybody's allowed to daven for the Omer as long as you wear a hat and a jacket. And if you're clean shaven during Sfiras Omer, Yud Zayin, you're not allowed to daven for the Omer. Oh, the weirdest Avos Yisrael thing you've ever seen during the 3 weeks. I think it's funny. I had a friend who, son's bris was during the 3 weeks. And he said, I want to go daven mincha there and show them, I have a heter, have a letter from the Moel that says, He was Baal Bris today. He's a lot of shade. He's a Gadam Mincha for the Yom. He wanted to make a little joke. He's saying, okay, fine. But in any case, just like that, so maybe you could tell me, it doesn't matter what I'm going to tell you now. The minhag of the land is nobody listens to music. I don't know if you could really say that that's the minhag of the land. I think that's going a little bit far to say that. So, where does this all come from? So as I said to you, if you remember, I gave a shiur about this last year. The Mishnah Berurah agrees with the Magen Avraham. La'asos rikudim machalot is aser. So where does it come from? So let's go back just for a moment to the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sota and Daf Mem Ches. Gemara in Sota and Daf Mem Ches reminds us of something we maybe forgot. Kishema mevatla Sanhedrin, when the Sanhedrin was mevatel, batel ashirei beit hamishta. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Tavkuf Samach, that famous simon of things that we do, zech l'korban, almost all of which you don't do except break the glass, because that's easy to do, right? A woman doesn't take off jewelry, says that she should take jewelry off, we should leave a place setting not done. When you have a big suda, you should have one of the courses shouldn't be served. Zeich l'chorban, we don't do any of this. Dalad al dalad, maybe some people do it here and there, maybe some people it became a new cool thing to do in your house, or at least put up a nice picture or something. Okay, but so in this halacha, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'chein gazru, shalolet again, but klishir. There's an iser in the books that you're not allowed to play live music ever. You're not allowed to listen to music. V'chein mashma kol shir, says the Haggah. What? Really? V'yesh omrim dafka misha ragel b'hem kegon ha-malachim she'omdim v'shochim b'chlei shir b'beis ha-mishtah. So many make the chilek, the Ramah saves us, Rosh Ashkenazim, and says, no. It's talking about the malachim. The malachim meaning people who are noble, they would hear music, they would get up with they would get up in the morning. They didn't have alarm clocks in those days. There would be a woman playing the harp for them. Great way to wake up, right? And they would go to sleep, and to help them go to sleep, somebody would be playing the harp for them again. And they would go to the Beis HaMishnah where they were drinking. But that doesn't apply anymore because we don't do that anymore, right? If you went to the Beis HaMishnah and there's a concert or something like that, and there's wine and things like that, that is probably the Isser. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, I think it's Asur today. He says it's Asur. This is from before Shulchan Aruch. We're not allowed to listen. We shouldn't be listening to music. So Rav Moshe says, however, he writes, "Hi, Mishum, the Kevan, Shela Olam is Morim be'et Malachtam Lasachei Kiraga Bakach Bashar Shchiva." Because you're right, I know the Rama says this, but he writes, "Aval Vaday Meharoy LeBal Nefesh LaHachmir." The Rambam writes in the Shuvah, this is the way that a person should hold, and he says, "And for sure, if you don't hold this the whole year during Sfiras Omer, in the 3 weeks you should hold for this." So maybe this is a throwback. Says Rabbi Soloski, a great point. I believe it's from Rabbi Soloski, but this is perfect, beautiful. He says, you're right, we can't follow this the whole year. But at least during the time when we mourn the Beis HaMikdash, we should follow it. At least now we should do it. This is a halacha. We can't follow it because it's so hard for us not to listen to music. Just like what? We really should hold from Pas Yisrael. We don't. But at least Asaras Mei Tshuva, when we're trying to be holier because of the Kedusha level of the days, we should. So maybe so too over here. The Minchas Shechtzok, or Dine Weiss, has a very interesting Tshuva. Interesting is a nice way of putting it. He says a mina kavua that we establish upon ourselves. He says we accept this upon ourselves not to listen to music during the 3 weeks and your grandparents, and therefore you can't go your pirates together to Issa Daraisa. That's the strictest source I've ever seen on the topic. But it says Eliezer and also the Har Tzvi was asked, what if you follow this halacha? And in fact, in Yerushalayim, there are many people who are machmir. I haven't met them yet. But apparently there are certain places where they don't play, they only play drums. They don't play real live instruments. In fact, I was at the Kotel, a few weeks ago, and there was a bar mitzvah there. I went with a friend of mine, and it was a Thursday. If you've ever been Monday, Thursdays are crazy there, especially in the summer months. And it's like 11 o'clock in the morning, and they're having all these bar mitzvahs, right? They hold from the camp, shita, that you could have bar mitzvahs already 11 o'clock, it's no problem. So they were laying up, and there was one thing, there was Spitz a la Spitz, they really spent the money here. They had a full band at the Kotel, singing. So the guy was playing the saxophone, a guy was playing the guitar, Simitov Mazel, and it's like, wow. Mat was right, but Chorban Beis Mikdashenu, I think a little, you know, I don't know about that. So here, the Tzitzel Yezer writes that Rav Yosef Chaim Zonneveld, the Rabbi Yerushalayim, was asked this question about how about playing a gramophone. Gramophone was the old style. What did we say this about? Yeah, it's like a crazy. Yeah, it used to be that, right? It used to be those that know record players, things like that. Can you play it, right? Or now, just have a DJ come, right? Dove Katz, you hire Dove Katz, and he's going to play. I'm sorry if you don't agree with me on this. That's what I think. Don't you think some of these DJs sound much better than, right? Didn't you think God Elba sounded much better without a full band? I mean, he was lip syncing also, but he sounded better. A lot of, they sound good with that kind of music. You don't need a full band. So you're going to tell me that music, you're not going to dance to that music? So the Tzitzel Yezer thinks that it would be usher for a person to listen to tape music, and that would apply during Sfira as well. Rechav Adas, Rav Yosef writes, V'hizoru ha'achronim limanea v'ikudim machalot v'tizmor b'mei ha'sfir b'sudas ha'rashus b'chol zem razeh kam b'mei ha'sfir would be usher, even if you are machmir or Michael during the Yomos Hashanah. However, I did find in Tchumim an article by the great Rav Shlomo Develsky. Well, he writes that he asked this question to the great Rav Shabtai Rappaport, who is Rav Moshe Feinstein's grandson, who helped in the writing of the Nur Chilakim of Igros Moshe. He's a Rav of, I think they were called the Rosh Kolel of the Bar Ilan. And he writes like this, Shamati me Rav Shabtai Rappaport b'shem zikno Rav Moshe Feinstein lahatir shemias musica reka b'mei b'ana mitzarim. Sometimes we listen to background music. It helps us work. It helps us whatever, do whatever we're doing. He says, that's mutter. Because nobody's getting up and dancing to that music. Can you imagine at work? You're listening to try to finish your Excel spreadsheet. And all of a sudden you get up and you go, Hashem, Melech. No, you don't do that. Right? I love Hashem. You're not going to do something like that. That's crazy talk. Nobody does that. So, and then he writes, and in fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach writes this in Alicha Shlomo. He writes, V'yeshlo maneh b'yomim elu shekol shira maris l'rikud is asr. Aval, listen to this, shira habruv memet, slow music, that's going to get you in the mood of thinking about Rachim. Right, Rachim. He's talking about Yerushalayim. He says, yeah, you should listen to this music. There's no problem with that. He says, and then he writes in the footnote, for example, Chazonus, or classic type of music. He goes, it's true, the Lekat Yosher quotes in the name of the Chuas Hadeshan, says that the Chuas Hadeshan never even said Elio Hanobi Amotzi Shabbos. If I'm not mistaken, here in camp, they say they have a full regular Abdullah, right? Some say there's a heter because it's Motzi Shabbos. It's like it's Shabbos anyway, almost Shabbos. Still Rabbeinu Tam. I don't know. So he writes, he wouldn't even say Eliyahu HaNavi. Others quote that there were those great Gedolim, great Rebbes, who wouldn't even sing Zmiros on Shabbos because during the 3 weeks, okay, all different halachas. But, Sof Davar HaKol Nishma, there are different people who say different things when it comes to this. I know that Rabbi Willick is Makel on this. I think even by Avelis is Makel and others. It doesn't really matter what my view is, but I'll just share it anyway. So I think that it depends what the alternative is. If you know that these music, it's not going to lead you to get up and dance, and you listen to the words, you understand what's going on here, I think it's a good way to focus on Yerushalayim and focus on what we're missing. I don't know if there's such a problem with it. I don't have a problem. I once went into, when I was in another camp, so I believe it was the bris of my nephew, and the great Rav drove me home. And I was very, I wanted to impress this rabbi. Later on I would need to impress, but that's, whatever, it doesn't matter. And so I went to the library and I took out tapes, Rabbi Fran tapes. I don't know if you know what tapes are, but it's a long story, it doesn't matter. So I took the tapes and I said, we'll play these tapes, you know. So we left very early in the morning because he wanted to make minyan. So we left very early in the morning and I said, Rabbi, I have Rabbi Fran tapes if you want to listen to. He says, sure, we can listen to those tapes, but I'm going to fall asleep and we're both going to die. So I'm going to listen to regular music, right? It was during the 3 weeks. I was like shocked. I was like, this rabbi's not from, you know, he listens to music in the 3 weeks. I don't think that's such a problem. The focus should be, this is my last word on this, the focus is very simple. The focus should be on the days that we have no Beis HaMikdash. My grandfather's Yurtzeit this week, Yaakov Kabel ben Menachem Mendel, HaKohen. So my grandfather, when I cleaned out his... When my family cleaned out the house, I found this little petek. I found this little piece of paper. And on the piece of paper, it said the following thing. I assume my grandfather wrote it. It said, "Kol misavel Yerushalayim zoicha ro b'simchasa." We know the famous line, right? So it said, he wrote, what does it mean, "Kol misavel zoicha ro"? Everybody's going to see ro b'simchasa. Everybody's going to see, he says, no, everybody's going to see it rebuilt. But who's going to have the true simcha? True simcha will be those who appreciate and understood what it was not to have a Beis HaMikdash. So that's what we should be focusing on now. And maybe the reason why there were so many chumras that were established, you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that during the 3 weeks, right? That people shouldn't be mitayel, you shouldn't go on long trips. Maybe it's because we have such a hard time focusing on this. A guy's not going to get married. Who's getting married here anyway? No offense, guys. But who's getting married anyway? You're not getting married. So, all right, and not taking a haircut, it's a big deal. Okay, maybe shaving a little bit more. You wake up in the morning, you say, ooh, I'm not clean shaven. But other things that get you to understand, this is the 3 weeks, this is it. We have to remember the fact that we don't have the Beis Mikdash Sheinu. You know, and oftentimes when a person lives like myself in Eretz Yisrael, sometimes you forget about that. You have a great Yom HaTzmud and everybody's dancing like crazy. Yom Yishlach, everybody's dancing. 50 years, there's no Beis Mikdash. There's a famous, well, maybe we'll discuss later in the year, the famous controversy about the Tefillah of Nachem. When 50 years ago, in 1967, so people went to the great Rav Gorin, and they said to him, how can we say Nachem? I hear a bzuya. It's not appropriate. So they made a new Nachem. They have in the Rinat Yisrael Center. And they asked Rav Salvech, he goes, what are you talking about? He says, maybe I don't know the news. Is there churches still in Yerushalayim? Yes. There are churches in Yerushalayim. He says, there's a bzuya. Just because there's, you know, the Waldorf Astoria is there now, shkoyach. But that doesn't make it still has a level of bezuya, even though we are in charge, and that's beautiful, it's great, even though UNESCO says we're not in charge of anything anymore. But still, we have to keep that in mind, Rabbi Isai. We still don't have the Beis Mikdash Sheinu. So what do we have, Yerushalayim? We still need to rebuild that Beis HaMikdash. Emir Tzashem, we should be zoichet to that, and we should truly understand the times of Avelos that we should be in during this time. The Kol HaRoye should be Royed B'Simchasol B'Karav Mamish. Amen.